The initiative to restore or replace the 56-year-old bridge that spans the Hudson between Nyack and Tarrytown has languished for more than a decade. Governor Cuomo has placed the Tappan Zee on his administration's front burner. Of three proposals for a new bridge, the top contender reportedly would dredge about 951,000 cubic yards of sediment from the river, half of the amount noted in the project's environmental study, and much less than plans submitted by two other design teams. Cuomo said last week the environmental groups, especially the river environmental groups, will find it very attractive that it does less dredging. Haley Carlock is an environmental advocacy attorney with Scenic Hudson.
At this point, we just simply don't have enough information to go on to say that this option has fewer environmental impacts and therefore this is the option that we would prefer. There are so many other variables. Certainly, the extent of the dredging associated with this project is a huge concern for us, and the fact that this option has less dredging is a plus for that option and is definitely something that is attractive about that option. But there are so many other things. For example, perhaps this option involves significantly more pile driving than option three. I don't have any reason to think that's the case, but it could be based on the little bit of information we have here. And that could cancel out, for lack of a better term, the fact that this has less dredging. So it's difficult based on the little bit of information we have so far to choose one of the options and say this clearly has less environmental impact.
The toll bridge, some 20 miles north of Manhattan, carries more than 138,000 vehicles every day between Westchester and Rockland counties, 40% more than its designers intended. Riverkeeper has also criticized the Tappan Zee project, which would involve digging up 175 acres of river bottom, threatening fish and other life in the Hudson. Riverkeeper press officer Tina Posterly says activists really have little idea what any of the bridge plans entail.
Right now, we are in the process of obtaining more details, and Riverkeeper is not surprised that the state has identified a reduced dredging option. We in the public need more information as to how this will affect the project's overall environmental impacts, and we'll seek to discuss that with the state as soon as possible.
Haley Carlock details some of the main concerns environmentalists have about dredging on any level.
They are going to have monitoring on site as part of the plan, and the two species of particular concern, and there are, I think, 16 essential fish habitat species that are in that area, but the primary concern is the two endangered species that live for at least portions of their lives in that section of the Hudson River, which are the shortnose and Atlantic sturgeon. Being bottom dwellers who forage in the sediment for their food, it's particularly concerning that so much of the river bottom will be removed. And of course, eventually it will fill in again and it will recolonize, but the fact is that may take a while. We think that the estimates in the EIS for how quickly that would happen were pretty optimistic based on what we've seen in other portions of the Hudson River. And for two species, particularly the Atlantic sturgeon, that are really in decline and in a place where they're not doing so well, and anything that would lead to further decline of the species is something that we want to think really, really carefully about. And so I would say that's the primary habitat issue, though not the only one.
Project documents put most of the planned dredging north of the existing bridge, with digging to occur in three-month phases over the course of 4 years. In the fifth and final year of construction, there would be no dredging. All of the proposals came in at less than the anticipated $5 billion price. The recommended options price was $3.1 billion. Calls to the Cuomo administration were not returned in time for broadcast. The state thruway authority is expected to vote in favor of one of the three designs on December 17th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.